Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, spending some time with Mark Bashamp. He is the 2021 chair for the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, announced here last month at the chamber annual meeting. And we're just talking about really some good news. You know, I was in downtown Manhattan this past weekend. I was really excited to see. I went Friday night, went out to eat, and so did a lot of the rest of Manhattan. It was just kind of packed. It was the first time I've really experienced that in, boy, a long time downtown. And then I drove through again Saturday night, more of the same thing. It was really really neat to see. I've missed going to things and going places, and just seeing the buzz downtown was really exciting. And I think a lot of people probably share that same experience here this past weekend, Mark.
Yes, and you know, my wife and I have been out to eat as much as what we can for the last year. We would go to restaurants and support the restaurants and mix it up and go different ones at each week. And you know, we're not ones to cook a lot, but we did do a lot of that. But we did go out here this last month and just see the, as the weather is getting better, the outside dining platforms that are downtown are full. We had an hour and a half wait at one of the restaurants that we were really wanting to go to, and that is a really, really good sign for those restaurants. And it's been good, and looking forward to all the increased activity that we're seeing right now. And people are pinned up. People want to get out and enjoy.
Yeah, and I think obviously a big part of that is those outdoor dining platforms. I didn't get a chance to eat on one. I was really hoping to Friday night, but it was full, so we ate inside. But that's been a nice addition to the downtown area, and sounds like they're having a lot of success with it.
Yes, having a lot of success, and I think there's two more going in, one in front of AJ's and one in front of Pool House, and those will be some good additions as well, and looking forward to enjoying those as we travel around the different restaurants.
It really kind of highlighted here in 2020, I think people had to get creative with their businesses, but I think it kind of forced a lot of retailers to think outside the box, and maybe going forward, encouraging more of that as we try to get consumer confidence back up.
Yes, I agree, and I just hope that they continue. And another side topic that hopefully they continue is being able to carry out the beer and carry out things that we normally couldn't do prior to COVID, and be able to take stuff home. It's been a great boost to the economy of getting people out to enjoy the local brew houses that we have, and we really enjoy that.
Absolutely. Mark Bashamp joining us here on In Focus. He's the 2021 chair for the Chamber's Board of Directors. You mentioned in the last segment, you know, kind of long-term planning and such. And, you know, I've only lived in Manhattan for a little under 3 years, but everything I heard when I was moving up here is just how this area is really kind of booming or has been booming over the last decade or so. And I'm curious, do you expect that will continue here into, you know, as we get into 2030 and such?
Yes, I do. I do. I, you know, when we are tasked to create the jobs that is needed for the area, in order to grow our economy and to grow the region, we have to bring in companies that are wanting to grow as well. Now, we've got some great local companies, and really the chamber does a great job on business retention and visiting with those different companies and finding out what they need. And some of the growth that we've seen has been from our own homegrown companies here in town. But we've got to create another leg to the stool, and that third leg, with the first two legs being K-State and Fort Riley, we've got to get that third leg stronger, and for the business community to thrive and grow. and attract more companies to town. And I guess when I say Manhattan, I guess I'm really meaning the region. I'm a big advocate for the region. Whatever happens in Waumego, or whatever happens in Manhattan, or take that for fact, Junction City and St. Mary's, everybody comes and will be eating in our restaurants. Everybody will enjoy shopping here. We just have to start increasing that workforce here. And then you'll get kind of the statement is, well, we don't have the workers here. Well, every project that I ever do in an engineering field never has the money when it's planned. And you're never going to know if you don't have the workforce. You don't know who you're going to bring in order for that workforce. So if you always constantly say we don't have the money or we don't have the workforce, then you're always going to stay and grow. You're going to stay stagnant and you're not going to grow. We have to be able to, we need to be able to try and figure out a way how we're going to grow our economy. And that's through additional companies and growth. I know I've said that a lot here. But we became stagnant, and we've got to change that.
You know, and obviously, and I hear this in a lot of communities too, is just the kind of the shortage of housing and shoring that up as well. Because if you invite a lot of – one thing you don't want to have happen is you recruit a whole bunch of people and then you have nowhere to put them.
Well, get the lumber prices down and we can get more houses built.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right now a big issue is somebody had told me the other day that they were going to look into building houses that cost an additional $25,000 just for the increased lumber cost. You know, that's a significant amount of money, but you're right. We have to open up additional land. Blue Township is doing that. Area is doing that really well. There's a lot of homes being built over there. And you're seeing some things being done up in Colbert as well, different price points. And that's what's good to see. You know, the city's RFP that came out for Aggieville is really a great, another great tool to build in the economic region just by getting that on the market, getting on the tax roll, helping out with the redevelopment of Aggieville, but also an opportunity to create maybe more apartments, maybe more office, maybe more retail, maybe more restaurants. I don't know what's going to go in there, but it's really going to be a much needed aspect to our growth. And then really when you look at the rest of Aggieville, that parking garage was a catalyst. And you'll see some additional changes down there because of that.
Yeah, and that parking garage, that's part of Olson's project, correct?
Correct.
I think that's one of the maybe the big pieces here of Aggieville going forward. When that is completed, I think we're going to start seeing the real change down there in Aggieville. We're already seeing a little bit of it with the hotel and the changes along, what is it, 11th Street, 12th Street down there?
12th
Street, okay. 12. You know, it's fascinating to watch that change, and you're starting to see the vision come through a little bit.
Yes, and, you know, it was a long process. You know, really the city did a good job in their Aggieville Vision plan in developing that plan. And if anybody really has not seen the pass through, or I guess the video that the city generated on the future of what Aggieville could look like, it's really following that. And then you come in and with the planning that Olson did, as to what it's going to look like. And then tomorrow night is another great item on the agenda as to what North Manhattan is going to look like, really from Bluemont south to Laramie or on down to Fremont. It's creating and moving that same plan all the way through that will complement the garage and getting that process rolling. So it's been a very fun project to work on, been a very challenging project to work on, that to get an additional 450 stalls down or get 450 stall garage put in is going to be a real benefit to the community.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it'd be exciting to see where. Just curious, out of curiosity, what stage of the project are they in right now down there? Because I drive by there quite a bit, but it just looks like
They just finished putting the base rock down. So when it rains, they've got a working platform now. So base rock's down, crane pad is down, and I think maybe in a few weeks, I don't really remember for sure, maybe it's in 2 or 3 weeks, you'll see auger cast piles being put in. That'd be holes drilled about 60 foot deep, and then some rebar, and then concrete put in those 60 foot holes, and then that's what supports the garage down to that bedrock.
Nice. All right. I'm looking forward to seeing that develop here. And, Mark, we really, really appreciate you kind of giving us some insight. Obviously, you're well established here in the Manhattan community, and you can see that you're very passionate about being the chair here in 2021. Is there anything else maybe I haven't asked you that you want to just go ahead and get out to the public here? We got a couple minutes.
No, I think that one thing I will add is the role of the chair is really to kind of get out of the way of the great staff that we have at the chamber. From Jason on down, we've got great staff that lead some great departments and do a great job. And I just got one little piece of it, and that's try to hold the meetings and keep them to the time frame and stuff like that. But no, we have multiple meetings in a month that range in a bunch of different topics. And all the exec board is actually on all those different committees. We're tasked to each different one. So as you come up through the exec board, you're involved with a lot of those committees. So you know what HYPE is working on. You know what the DAC, what ED and those different types of committees and how they, what their roles are. Yeah, so it's a great learning experience, and we've got great staff, and really our exec team is, with Summer Ott Dirks coming up behind me, then it's Mark and Dockendoffel, and then Jake Wassenberg, and we'll be coming up. So some great staff, and looking forward to 2021, getting through.
Yeah, much more optimism this year than we had last year, that's for sure. Mark, so it certainly was a pleasure. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to talking to you down the road.
Hey, thanks, Brandon.
And that's Mark Bashamp. He's the 2021 chair for the Manhattan Chamber Board. And tomorrow we'll talk with some Raleigh County officials, including County Commissioner Catherine Fokey and Greg McHenry, the county appraiser, will be joining us as well.
All right. GMCF Community Hour is coming up next, followed by the Limbaugh Legacy Program. Dan Patrick, the game this afternoon is Wildcat Insider. And then after that, we have the Jeff Mitty Show, all on the way at News Radio KMAN. It's 10 a.m. Good morning.